You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So there are calls currently from turtle rescues around New Zealand to ban the breeding of turtles. Owner of Auckland Reptile Rescue, Angie Harvey, currently has over 100 turtles in her rescue organization. She joined me to discuss where the requests for the ban are coming from.
Mostly it's coming from us rescues at the moment because we're just getting inundated with unwanted turtles. What's happening is people are buying baby turtles off Trade Me or pet shops and then not realising how much work there's involved with them. And then usually the average age they come into our rescue is 2 to 3 years when they outgrow their tank, and they live for over 50 years. Mm-hmm. So they're not a pet that people sort of can commit to a long-term sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I kind of wanted to go into what the challenges are around owning a turtle, because obviously this breeding is occurring to have them as pets. What are the challenges of having them as pets?
Well, having them as pets, like in keeping them in tanks, for a start, they end up costing a lot of money because they keep growing. They grow at quite a rapid rate, and they get like larger than dinner plates. But when you see them in the pet shops, they're like tiny, you know, they're cute, so people want to buy them. But then they buy the tank and all the setups. You've got to have filters, pumps, heaters, UV lamps, and all that sort of thing. But then as they keep growing, you've got to keep buying bigger and bigger tanks. And then the best thing for them is to put them out into a pond once they get a bit bigger. But a lot of people aren't in a position to be able to set up a pond. They're either renting or, they're pretty much over the turtle by then, because they're quite messy turtles when they're in tanks and stuff as well. There's a lot of cleaning and stuff involved with them. Mm. And just a long-term commitment of it as well.
And of course, this kind of results in something with turtle dumping. What are kind of the, what horror stories have you heard or seen around turtle dumping?
Well, the most recent one, which has only just come to light this week, actually, was the one about, it's the first time I've heard about it, is one where apparently Buddhas, for good luck and good karma, they actually go and buy turtles and fish and all sorts of animals, and then they release them, and a lot of them are being released into the Western Springs. And I just thought that it was just lots of people releasing turtles into Western Springs, because we get so many from there. We get calls probably once or twice a month from there. But apparently it's good karma. So I'm following it up, because this has only just come to light this week. So I'm actually going to follow up and see if it is actually true. A lot of people, they're sort of like, oh, well, we'll just put it outside, you know, it's probably better for it to put it outside. But once they get into the waterways, that's when they're classed as a pest, because they eat native plants and fish, and people are like, oh, you know, one turtle's not going to do any damage. But there's actually thousands of them in our waterways now, and our climate is actually warm enough where the eggs are, they're laying eggs, and the eggs are actually hatching. So it's becoming a big problem. And I've been trying to ban the breeding for a few years now because, it's becoming quite a big problem. It's escalated. And, like, the amount of people now, because with me running a rescue, I'm trying to educate people, but what I'm finding now is people are like, oh, we've heard about you and we've got a turtle we don't want. So now instead of dumping them, they're pretty much dumping them on me. And then I'm struggling to rehome them into forever homes that are, you know, permanent setup of a proper pond and stuff. So I get more coming in than going out. So it's just got ridiculous.
Mm. So they are classified as a pest?
Well, yeah, once they get into the waterways, they go from being a pet to becoming a pest. They're a pest. And if Doc and that get hold of them, they have to destroy them because they are classed as a pest, and they live for over 50 years, so that's a long time in our waterways. And so they can do a lot of damage over time. Like, people are like, oh, it's just one or two turtles. It's not. There's so many of them out there now.
And I noticed with the turtle rescue and rehoming down in Christchurch, they're currently looking for donations. and you've just yourself built a second pond from donations. If rates of dumping continue to rise as they are, how is this going to affect you and your organisation?
Yeah, well, that's it. It's, you know, and that's what people say to me. When is it gonna stop, Ange? You know, what's going to happen when you're, you know, got over 500 turtles? You know, at the moment we've got over 100 turtles. And, you know, it's just going to become more and more of a thing. So we need to actually ban them. And I want to say that it's not all turtles either. It's just the red-eared sliders. They're the most common. It's just ridiculous because it's just out of control. Mm-hmm. It's really out of control. Like, I mean, if you came up and had a look, it's like our ponds, even though they're big, it's like turtle soup. There's so many turtles in there.
So around, you know, up to 8,000 or 10,000.
Shit. The Wire.
Angie is also offering a 2-for-1 turtle adoption in the month of January. It's $50. So if you're in the position to be able to care for a turtle, you should check it out. They're sweet pets with big personalities.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.